immigration and the election. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Immigration is one of the key issues for voters in the upcoming midterm elections. With the surge of migrants overwhelming Border Patrol, some governors, including Greg Abbott of Texas, have been sending migrants to northern parts of the country, like New York City. Illegal crossings over the southern border have already doubled the number from last October. Fox's Bill Malugin reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Eagle Pass is part of Border Patrol's Del Rio sector, which was the number one busiest sector with more than 470,000 illegal crossings in fiscal year 2022. And we are picking up right where we left off. Border Patrol sources telling us here in this Del Rio sector, just in October already, we have already had more than 29,000 illegal crossings. Just in the first 3 weeks of October.
U.S. Border Patrol says migrants from over 35 countries have tried to cross the Del Rio, Texas sector of the border in the last month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats can still maintain their majority after the midterm elections, despite polls that show otherwise. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Speaker Pelosi says with roughly 2 weeks before Election Day, Democrats are getting people out to vote. While Republicans have focused on the economy and crime, Democrats have championed abortion rights. Speaker Pelosi says one doesn't outweigh the other.
It's about both. And I can tell you that that issue is very, very provocative.
Pelosi opposed the overturn of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court. Senate control is still a toss-up, with Democrats hoping to improve on the current 50-50 split.
North and South Korea exchanging warning shots along sea boundary. No fighting was reported. North Korea has launched several recent missile tests as South Korea and the U.S. hold joint military exercises. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Two maternity nurses were fatally shot at Methodist Dallas Medical Center Saturday. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has the story.
The two nurses were working in the labor and delivery wing when that gunman opened fire, killing them. A Methodist hospital security officer shot the suspect, who is identified as 30-year-old Nestor Hernandez, who is currently on parole for aggravated robbery and had an active ankle monitor on at the time of the shooting. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia calling the tragic killing a failure of the justice system. Hernandez was transported to another hospital for treatment. His condition and whether he remains hospitalized is unclear, but we do know he has been arrested on capital murder charges. Methodist Health System releasing a statement saying it is, quote, heartbroken at the loss of two of our beloved team members. Our entire organization is grieving this unimaginable tragedy.
There is still no known motive yet. Republican Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina discusses House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's Commitment to America plan that he would introduce if Republicans win the majority in the House.
We talk about the policies that we're going to utilize when we're in the majority to tackle inflation, to tackle the job market and the economy, to tackle the supply chain, all the things that contribute to record high inflation, utilizing the debt ceiling as a strategy for leverage when we're talking about government spending.
A woman was robbed in New Orleans' French Quarter by a trio of unique suspects.
A 44-year-old woman told police she was approached by three shot girls on Bourbon Street Friday night. She says the trio forced her to drink alcohol and then tried to charge her for the drink. When the woman refused to pay, police say 27-year-old Paris Love and the two other suspects attacked the woman and took her money and cell phone. Love is being held on $3,500 bond. Police did not say if the women were working for a French Quarter bar or selling homemade drinks without a license.
That's Fox's Kevin Uretsky. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.